Well, I gotta wear this. You asked me to put it over my badge, but this represents everything that I am. That's how shallow I am. It's a shame, I know, but my Fred Perry endorsement would be really out of the window if I covered it up. So, because I'm a wannabe mod. Actually, this was like a replacement arm. Will Smith in iRobot. Accident. Some girl was in a car, and I tried freeing her. My arm came off. So they built this new arm into me, and it was, I got to choose sort of wallpaper I wanted on my arm. On the internet, you can buy them. Yeah, I got a plain one. It kind of looks like this. It's a little less hairy. It, like surfer tan on it. I asked for specifically, you know, like a farmer tan, so the tan is only from there. My craziest tattoo. Well, I can't talk about that one, but my second craziest tattoo is, we were pretty bored. We were in Dallas one time. On Bandcamp, and I was just like, I'm gonna get tattooed, and the guys were like, I'm gonna get tattooed, and we were like, well, what should we do? And they were like, let's get razor blades on our arm. It's like, and in the end, they came to this like crazy thing where we're just gonna get razor blades tattooed, and they were like, we're gonna have I'm rad written on it. And I was like, that's just stupid. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I am no part of this whatsoever. Until of course I walked in there and had it done. It looks like that. Look. It says I'm rad. Which is true. If I have babies, I'll change the R to a D. And I'll be dad. And if I change my name to, like, Brad, I can put a B in front. Or Tim Brad. See my kids' names. How cool is that? My name is Owen. Yeah. Do you see how I did? 28? Yeah, I was kind of like, I kind of feel when I hit a certain age, I was like, well, I'm not really going to change from now. If I'd got them when I was 18, I'd be like, I'd probably covered in tribal tat, and maybe I should, you know, it would have kind of sucked because that was the fashion back then. I'm glad I got my tattoos, the tattoos that I got done now, because I sought out an artist whose work I liked, and it was 2 years before I could actually, meet him and find a time to actually, for him to book me in. Because before that band, I was a painter, so I was always really like, ooh, it has to be this good. But I kind of met this guy. He was a complete, asshole first time I met. He tried, bottling me. And then I went back, and he was just like, I'm going to kill you. And I was just like, wow. But his work was so good, I persevered. And in the end, he was just like, oh, I knew you'd come back. And I was like, what? His name's Bob Vessels. He works out of L.A. And I just loved his style, so I got that tattoo done. 2003, yeah. I started with this and then did that.
Same bloke.
I mean, he's an amazing artist, but he's nuts, which is kind of cool because I'm nuts as well. Really well. But I didn't have a fascination with tattoos as I was growing up, really, because I was like, I had a phobia that, like, I mean, because I can draw and I can't tattoo, I'd be really freaked out if somebody could, not do it as good as